And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, round one of radio's shortest quiz, 60-second challenge. And joining us once again this morning, one of our regular contestants who we've not heard from for a month or so. Say good morning to Kerris Phillips up in Penmamar. Hi, Kerris.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today on this cold morning?
I'm going to say, what is the weather like in Penmamar? Because in Chester, it's not bad at all now. I left the Wirral about 8 o'clock this morning to snow and ice. But by the time I got to Chester, it had all gone and been replaced by fog, which now seemed to have lifted. So, what about you?
Yeah, similar here, Dave, to be honest with you. No snow. There's plenty of snow on the mountains, but it's sort of okay on the main road there. So we're able to get about. Just keep warm, that's the thing, isn't it?
Indeed it is. Now, yeah. I know you're a big football fan, so I'm guessing you were watching the match last night.
I was indeed, yes. At work in the accountancy practice, we have a sweepstake going.
Right.
And people got to choose one team or two team or three teams. Well, I chose three.
Right.
Two of whom have been knocked out, but my third team is France.
Oh, right.
So,
okay.
So they did be proud last night.
Indeed. So you're one of the few people in Great Britain that would actually be pleased with the result last night.
Well, to a degree, yes. But they've still got a few games to sort of go to sort of get to win it. So,
indeed.
It adds a bit of spice to it, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And of course, you'd be disappointed about Wales being knocked out as
well.
Yeah,
we're very disappointing, but there we go. Hopefully, we'll get there next time.
Indeed, and an achievement just to be in the tournament, which is brilliant.
Yes.
Right, usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Good luck, and here they come. Which American duo sang Please Mr. Postman in 75?
The Carpenters.
In which decade was Susie Quattro born?
1950s.
Whose first hit in 1981 was Planet Earth?
Duran Duran.
Who had a hit in 1977 with Easy?
The Commodores.
From which country do the Cranberries come from?
Ireland.
Cornflake Girl was the first top 10 hit for which
song? Tori Amos.
Whose album called But Seriously topped the charts in 1990?
Bill Collins.
Complete this Walker Brothers song title, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine
Anymore.
The lead singer with 60s group The Troggs was Reg who?
Presley.
Complete this 80s band name, Echo and the...
Bunny Man.
In which decade was Donny Osmond born?
1950s.
Who had a hit with Magic Moments back in 1958?
Perry Como.
Whose first hit was One of These Nights in 75? And you can answer that one.
The Eagles.
You're going to go for the Eagles. Well, I think that was a very impressive round. I have to say I was particularly impressed that you knew who recorded Magic Moments, because that would be probably about 10 years before you were born.
Well, that was a bit of an educated guess, but it was a guess. Oh, right, okay.
And that was right. Yeah. Okay, so you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any questions at all this week, and you got all 13 right.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
Unlucky for some, but lucky for me.
Lucky
Dave,
for
yeah.
you, yeah. Not your highest score, but still very impressive.
No.
Excellent.
Okay, yeah. Right. Pleased with that, yeah.
Okay, then, and at the start of 2023, we will be bringing back the two highest scoring contestants of the year, and I wouldn't be surprised if you're one of them, although I've not worked it out yet.
But we shall see.
Well, thanks for taking part.
In the meantime, I can say Merry Christmas to everyone, to yourself and everyone at day, and all the listeners, and all the best, and Happy New Year as well. Yes.
Thank you, and the same to you, Kairos. Cheers now.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye
okay,
now.
Bye-bye
bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, round two of the quiz. If you're listening an hour ago, you'll have heard Kerris Phillips up in Penmamar get a score of 13 out of 13 with no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score and be declared this week's 60-second challenge champion, somebody we haven't heard from since April. Say good afternoon to John Leach in Elton. Hi, John.
Hiya, Dave.
So what have you been up to in the last 9 or 10 months?
Work, bringing up family, grandkids,
right.
usual.
And work is delivering for Sainsbury's, isn't it, I think you do that for?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. And you were telling me you've had a week off for some celebrations. Tell us more.
Well, I've taken a week off for my 21st wedding anniversary, stroke my 61st birthday.
Oh, so congratulations, Grit. And how did you celebrate, apart from not having to drive your Sainsbury's van around?
Would you believe we went away in a little camper van to the Peak District in the frost.
That sounds a nice... the frost wouldn't appeal to me, but it's a nice part of the world, isn't it? Yeah. Wasn't the Peak District the very first national park as well? I think it was, wasn't it?
I believe it was.
Right, brilliant. But yeah, you enjoyed it, despite the temperatures.
Oh, it's been a lovely break.
Brilliant, brilliant. And it's back to work tomorrow, I'm suspecting.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. And and probably your busiest time of the year with Christmas coming up, I would guess.
Yes and no. I mean, we're always busy. There's a finite amount of stuff that you can put on a van.
And that's very true, yeah. Which is why sometimes you have to go and do a shopping the trip for real, don't you?
Indeed.
Right, okay then, so a tough score to beat this week, 13 out of 13 with no passes at all.
If I'd have known about that, I might not have come on.
Well, I deliberately didn't tell you when I phoned you up, so I'm sorry about that, but give it your best shot anyway, okay?
We'll have a bit of fun.
Yeah, indeed. Good luck, and here they come. By what name was the singer Arnold Dorsey better known?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
In which decade did Jackie Wilson have his very first hit?
1950s.
Which country does reggae singer Jimmy Cliff come from?
Jamaica.
Which surname is shared by Pat and Debbie?
Boyd.
Say that again.
I did say Boyd, but no, Harry.
Right, okay, let's move on. In which decade did Sonia have her first hit record?
The 80s.
Whose first single in 1965 was In the Midnight Hour?
I know it, but pass.
Pass on that. Let the Heartaches Begin was a number one in 1967 for Long John Who?
Baldry.
Who sang Nutbush City Limits in 73?
I can see the turning.
Complete the title of this canned heat hit. On the Road.
Again.
And I'll give you one more because we delayed on one of those questions. Who was the male member of the Eurythmics?
Dave Stewart.
You're going to go for Dave Stewart. Not a bad round, I have to say. Let's see how you got on. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions in your allotted time. You passed on just one of those questions, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions right. Normally, that would be a winning score, but not this week, I'm afraid.
No, it was a bit of a... tough target, but I've enjoyed it.
Indeed, you did. You should have been on last week because we only had a score of 5. We had a dead heat, 5 out of 10 last week. Anyway, thanks for taking part, and I promise you we won't leave it quite as long before we have you back on the radio again. And congratulations on the wedding anniversary and the birthday as well, and have a smashing Christmas.
And happy Christmas and New Year to all the radio listeners.
That's great. Thanks, John. See you there.
Bye-bye
now. Bye. Now, we are going to do it next week, but next week, Ange Fairweather in Saltney will be asking all the questions.